The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Many French resort towns are now implementing fines for men who take their tops off. Going shirtless on a sunny day can cost you up to €150 now. But should fines be brought in here too? News Talk's Sarah Madden asks men on the street if they whip it off or keep it on.
Ah, no. Nah. Just keep it on. Nah, keep it on. It's grand. Just dress properly.
Depends on what you have under it.
Let people wear what they want. It's a lovely sign in Dublin that the Dubs are playing. Yeah, you take off your top. Dublin are playing in Croke Park.
I think it makes everyone feel a little uncomfortable. Like on a really sunny day, I've gotten on the train and like at certain stops, people will get on the train with their shirt off. And I feel like that's maybe not all right.
Bit of decorum on the dart.
A little bit.
The beach, no, there's no problem. Middle of a church, I probably presume there would be a problem. Anything in between is up for grabs.
Going shirtless now is a €150 fine in France. Do you reckon we need to bring that in here?
Or would women be fine too?
I think women would be put in jail.
Oh, well, then maybe it's fair if we're balancing out the playing field.
I feel a bit weird getting fined for taking your top off. It's your body at the end of the day.
Your body, your choice?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, shirtless people are kind of rude to me, so I don't know, maybe they should get time.
You feel like you're targeted by shirtless people?
Oh, no, it was just this one time.
It gives them a bit of confidence, I think, when they talk.
Let the body breathe.
Did you say let the body breathe or let the belly breathe?
No, well, all of it, everything.
Yeah, go for it, lads. I'd be strongly in favour of keeping it.
And that was what people thought there, talking to Sarah Madden on the streets about whether or not they should whip it off or keep it on. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Joe O'Shea, editor of Cork Bio. Good evening to you, Joe. Do you have a view? Should they whip it off or keep it on?
Absolutely not. You shouldn't see men walking around shirtless in town. I mean, I can see, you know, with the way this was reported originally, you know, by The Sun and by other people, it made it sound like it was beaches in France that were going to have a problem with this. And it's absolutely not. One of the towns mentioned is Deauville, which is one of the poshest towns in France. It's the Parisian Riviera. And it's to do more there with dress codes and public decorum, because apparently they had problems with tourists coming from the UK on really hot days last year and sitting outside very posh cafes on a terrace having a coffee and taking their tops off, which the average French person sitting down to have their croissant or whatever would not like that at all. So you can see, you can understand why the French would be like that. And a lot of places across Europe, a friend of mine got arrested in Croatia for going on a train topless or taking off his top. It was a baking hot day. He had a conductor screaming at him that he couldn't understand. So he started shouting back at the conductor. The train was stopped. A policeman got on and arrested him and took him off.
And do you think that's fair enough? What about people who say, ah, look, it's hot, it's warm, what's the big deal?
You can't walk through the city.
I'm obviously not talking about beaches. We're not discussing. Neither of us are talking about beaches.
No. You can't really. I mean, just have a bit of class. You know what I mean? And by the way, and I'll include myself in this. Most Irish men are not exactly, you know, the type of guys you want to see with their tops off walking around the place. You know, a lot of Irish men. So you know, and also by the way, it's a hygiene thing as well. You know, you can't be going into a shop with your top off in a queue on a baking hot day
and sweat and
for
everything.
A Coke or whatever, you know?
It's interesting what you just said there. Most Irish men don't have the kind of the physique to be doing it. And that was said when we were discussing this earlier. That was said here in the office as well. Somebody said, oh, but it kind of depends. And I was saying, hang on, to me, the issue is not body shaming. It's not like if you have a six pack, it's good. If you have a beer belly, it's bad. Is that like, I would have thought that body shaming was the least of our worries when it came to people taking their tops off. I kind of would nearly admire the man with his belly out.
Really?
Well,
really? Did you ever notice that the types of guys who do take their tops off walking down the main street of Irish cities tend not to be the kind of guys you'd admire in a lot of cases? I mean, it does signify, and I'm sorry, but you have to say it, it does signify a certain amount of a certain low rent kind of mentality going on as well. People parading around, you know, right in the city centre, you know, with tops off. It's not a classy thing to do. And I say that as somebody who grew up in a working class area.
That's like saying should women who you know are carrying a few extra pounds not be allowed to wear a fitted dress, whereas women who like I don't know that we can tell people that they should or shouldn't dress based on their body type, whether that's taking their top off or not. Do you know what I mean?
Hopefully you wouldn't have to tell them. Hopefully you'd have a bit of common sense and a bit of decorum and a bit of class about you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you see guys walking around town as well with their, you know, their paws down the front of their tracksuits, you know, on a regular basis. You know, are we allowed to shame them? Yeah, absolutely. You shouldn't be doing that either.
Happy for you to come on and shame whoever you want. I was actually looking and thinking about this quite recently because I saw somebody with their top off, and I did think, and you can tell me what you think of this, Joe, a man with his top off on a sunny day, and I did think to myself, that's a bit of male privilege there. If that was a woman, it would be like you'd be in the papers. Like, do you know what I mean? It's a wholly different thing. And there is a fine for women in France walking around with their tops off in towns. And it's not 150 quid. It's 15,000 euros.
Yeah. And actually, I think you can be jailed as well for indecent exposure.
Yeah.
And now, having said that, there are naturist beaches all over France.
Sure, but again, we're
Germany
not talking about beaches. Yeah. It's just curious to me we would fine a man 150 quid. But we would find a woman 15,000 euros for doing the exact same thing, having the sun on their skin.
I was in France last month and I got stopped going into a swimming pool, a public swimming pool. And a lady was very agitated with me and kept pointing at my shorts. And I was wearing a kind of standard loose fitting shorts that most Irish guys would wear to the beach. You know what I'm talking about?
Swimming trunky kind of things. Yeah.
Swimming trunks kind of things. Yeah. And she was pointing and she was getting very irate at me and then pointing at all the other men in the swimming pool who were all wearing tight fitting budgie
Speedos,
smuggler.
There's a rule about that in swimming pools in France. And I'm not entirely certain what it relates to other than perhaps something to do with hygiene, that because you wear those shorts around the place, they consider them not as clean as the Speedo look, Joe, which I'm sure you'd pull off perfectly well.
Thanks very much. I had to go out and buy a pair of budgie smugglers and come back in and then change and get into the pool. So the rules are fairly strict, and probably because these are hotter climates we're talking about, so they have to have rules about this kind of stuff. In Ireland, it's not illegal, and I looked it up. You can sit on a bus or on a train with your top off. It's not illegal. There's no law against it, as long as you're not indecently exposing yourself.
So is that a law that applies? There's no law against men. Is there a law against women doing it?
Well, I assume, and this law was drawn up at the height of De Valera's Ireland in 1935.
For sure.
So I'm assuming that it would come down much heavier on women. But, you know, good news to all the guys out there. Anybody who's on a bus or a train at the moment, whip off your top, show the world what you got, because it's not illegal.
No worries whatsoever. So lastly, before I leave you go, do you think that a fine here would be, we're so permissive in Ireland, I can't really imagine anyone imposing it, but we can't even impose fines on litter or dog poo. So, but would you support the notion of a fine the way they are in France?
No, absolutely not. What I support is the idea of people having a bit of cop on, having a bit of class, and knowing when's the right time and when it isn't the right time. You know, if you're sitting in a beer garden of a pub and there's loads of people around you, maybe, you know, keep the top on. It may be a bit hot, but, you know, we don't need to see all of that. If you're at the beach, fine, go mad, knock yourself out.
Ah, fair enough. The beach, I think, is a different sort of set of rules. But look, thank you for coming on and talking to us. That is Joe O'Shea, their editor of Cork Bio. We'd love to know what people think out there. What do you think, Shane Coleman?
I totally agree with Joe. I'm with Joe. Put your shirt on, put a t-shirt on. There's no excuse.
No?
It just looks...
Does it matter to you whether it's a beer belly or a six pack?
No.
No, because I kind of balk at that saying only ripped lads should do
it. As Joe said, it's about showing a bit of class.
Bit of class. What do we think out there? Do we think that Joe and Shane are correct? What do we all think about why 15 grand for a woman taking her top off, 150 grand? There's a bit of inequality there. Let us know what you think about all of this.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.